Thursday afternoon at 4 o'clock. And now, live from our secret undercover hideout, it's the Chris Moyle Show.
Fantastic.
Coming up today, we'll be posing as undercover cattle to try to get on the Roger Cook Show in our new feature, Cook and Bull Story.
Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
But now, please welcome the birthday boy himself. It's Chris Moyle.
Mine look same, but they don't taste the same.
You can't tell difference.
This program is just a heterogeneous array of things.
Huh? This giant, harder than steel piston, disgorges strange creatures.
Stop looking at me like that.
Let me get this right. Your mum is currently seeing somebody younger than your boyfriend.
Yep.
EJ Pickering, ladies and gentlemen.
Is it true that this season Everton are wearing their shirts back to front? So it looks like they're attacking.
Shut up. Go on, get out.
Approximately the same weight as a Ford Escort. Chris Moyles.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Self-indulgent 1 hour and 45 minutes of national radio.
Happy Hello. Birthday, you.
Thank you very much.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Happy birthday.
Yes, thank you very much. Go on, bring on Elvis. Where is he?
Go and book him today.
Where's Marilyn Monroe? Top guest. Where's Adam Rickett? So I've got some great presents because I'm 26 today, ladies and gentlemen. And if you're a fan of the show, you're going to enjoy it. If you listen, you look to listen, but you hate me, you're going to really hate the show today because it's going to be all about my favourite subject, me. Me. I'm going to be more egotistical today than Richard Evans on The Breakfast Show. I really am. You're going to hear more of me talking than Will Kinder. You're going to hear so much. You really are. It's going to be me all the way through.
No change there, then?
No, absolutely not. But today I've got an excuse. I wish it was my birthday every day, just so I had an excuse for talking about myself.
Yeah.
The only day of the year. So I got scale extract from our last, which is quite good.
Wow. Took us, what, an hour to put it together, didn't it?
Yeah, and you fly off the track within 2 seconds, so whatever. That's all right, though. And what else did I get? I got...
Cards,
yeah, which I have here to open later on. And Reese just gave me a fantastic present. He gave me the Annie Nightingale book, which is called Wicked Speed, which is a fantastic book, apparently. And I know it's a fantastic book because he got it out of the prize cupboard from upstairs. So if anybody's won one of these on Simon Mayo's show recently, you ain't going to get it because it's mine. Thanks, Reese. No expense spent, eh?
I got you a good prezzy.
So have I.
Melinda got me, Dave got me a cuddly toy of Cartman. But he thought it was Cartman dressed as a beefeater, but it's not. It's Cartman dressed as a rapper.
He looks like a beefeater, though. He's got, like, a red jacket on, and he's got, like, a big kind of...
He's supposed to have an afro, right? Big black afro. But Dave thought that was one of those kind of things that those people wear.
I thought it was on those big furry hats, like the beefeaters wear. I must admit, you know, the clock round his neck confused me, actually, because I've never seen a beefeater with a clock.
It's supposed to be, like, Dr. Dre or something like that.
Stupid.
Hey, Flavor Flav, that's the one, sorry. Idiot. And my friend Simon brought me chocolates, which is, you know, an obvious one to get for a fat bloke like myself. Mm. And so it should be good. So a few beers after the show. And if anybody would like to come down and join us, by the way, for a few drinks, any listeners in London or you'd like to come down to London, here's the address of where we're going to be drinking tonight. It's... So come along and see us for a drink. Mm. It'd be really nice to see you there.
Did we go off air there?
I don't think so, no.
Didn't we?
Shall I give the address out again?
Yeah.
It's... until about 11 o'clock tonight.
Okay, right.
So coming down and
sorted. Yeah.
Waka, 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 waka. So that's that. So a surprise guest today on the show that I know nothing about. But apparently I should be pleased with them. Are you going to blindfold me and do it as like a... I have to guess who they are? Like, put them in front of me and I have to guess.
We haven't thought that far yet,
and
really.
I can't come up with ideas for my own surprise show.
That's a good idea, though.
Mm. Yeah, you plunk them in front of me and then you get them to talk in a funny voice.
I'll get my old sweater from upstairs and you can put that round you.
Yeah, okay. We've done that before, haven't
we?
Yeah. Go on, Reese.
We don't know if they're going to turn up yet.
Well, that's true. Is it Elvis? Is it Mark Boland? And Glenn Miller and Buddy Holly?
It's a cavalcade of fun.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It's Pat Sharp.
We tried him, but he was busy.
So do you want to do phone calls then from people as well?
Could do.
Yeah.
If you want.
Yeah. phone call from people. If it's your birthday today, you're celebrating your birthday today, because I share my birthday with... I always forget. I think Bruce Forsyth.
Nicky Lauder.
Yeah, Judy Walters. I'm just going to go find the birthdays bit in the Sun. By the way, while I'm looking at this, I saw the excellent This Is Your Life last night on Harry Hill. That really was a fantastic show. You know, I mean, but you know, really, he knows so many famous people, doesn't he not?
No, I've got a problem with this, because This Is Your Life used to be a celebration of somebody who'd, you know, been in the business for about 30 years, big, glittering career.
30 minutes in Harry Hill.
Harry Hill?
Now,
it's going to be you next, or maybe Mel.
I like Harry Hill, I must admit, but it was just a bit like, I mean, as he said, he doesn't know many people.
It's not ready for a This Is Your Life, surely.
No. All right, so birthdays today. I'm the same age as Drew Barrymore.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Judy Walters, it's her birthday today. Bruce Forsyth. And John Leslie. I didn't know she had a birthday with John Leslie. Joe Guest, of course, it's her birthday. Mm.
Did you know that?
What?
Did you know that?
Yeah. And, that's about it, I think.
Should have booked her, shouldn't we?
Somebody plays for Middlesbrough.
What's his name?
Juninho, no.
Juninho?
No, it's Juninho. Jumanji. Anyway, I share my birthday with Jumanji. So there you go. 0870-100-100 if you want to call us if it's your birthday today. Or if it's not your birthday today and you couldn't give a rat's ass about mine, then phone us up. 0870-100-100. Right, this is In Sync on Radio 1. Woo! Right, In Sync at Radio 1 and bye, bye, bye. Right, okay. Do you want to come around and blindfold me, Dave?
Reese, you can do it.
Right, Reese, you can come
around. Reese, apply the blindfold.
First guest is going to come in a few seconds, and I want to.
It's my sweater just there.
Is it yours?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
It's washed. No, not like that.
He put his hand over my eyes. I don't want to be smelling Reese's fingers all day. Reese, you're supposed to blindfold me by putting it over my eyes, not my entire head.
But you must admit, it looks better.
Yeah, but I can't see any... okay, that'll do, yeah. Now I can breathe. All right, okay.
Looks like one of those Afghan hijackers.
Hi, how are you? I'm David Beckham. At the height of fashion. All right, where's the microphone? Right. Okay, here we go.
Mystery guest.
Is there a mystery guest here yet?
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Okay, so you've got to guess who it is.
But I had to be able to speak to them, otherwise we could be here all day.
Yeah,
hello.
Well, say hello.
Hello, mystery guest.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Okay, right, so you have an accent.
A slight one.
Slight one. Have we met before?
We may have.
Have you been on the show before?
Yes.
Have you been in the studio before?
Yes.
Are you on telly?
Yes.
Are you an actress?
I can be.
Well, I don't know who he is, but she smells very nice.
Do you like my perfume?
Mm.
Yeah, I like it.
You ready? Should we lift it up?
No, hang on. Let me try and guess. What perfume is it?
Machina.
I don't even know what it is, but she must be she must be rich then.
Keep guessing.
Come on,
okay, do I fancy you?
Well, I hope so.
I hope so? I have no idea. I don't know who it is.
Do you honestly not know?
No, I really don't know.
So I open...
Yeah, take it off. Hello!
Happy birthday to
you! Oh, blimey.
It's Nell McAndrew.
Hello, Nell, how are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
You're the Tomb Raider lady.
Long time no see.
How are you?
I'm very well.
I should have known from that Leeds accent.
Well, I tried to make it nice and broad for you.
Nice and broad for
nice
me.
Nice and broad.
It was a machine which
you dyed your hair.
It was a bit darker last time I saw you, yeah. I dye the roots, yeah. I'm naturally blonde, but
did you bathe in perfume today? God, that's really strong.
But it's nice.
Good Lord, that's very
especially
nice.
For you.
Well, thank you very
your
much.
Birthday.
Thank you very much, Nell. So Nell is, when we first met you by chance, and you were promoting something, how did we first meet you?
Yeah, I actually brought you some smoked salmon and Robinson's juice.
It was like Wimbledon, wasn't it? Wimbledon a couple of years ago.
And you were just a mere little kind of like PR model type lady.
Yes.
And then your career shot through the roof. Yeah.
Mm.
And then you reached the dizzy heights of... what TV have you done?
I just did the Ian Wright Show on Friday night.
Oh, well, never mind.
Did you not see it?
Do you know what I did, actually? I saw the last few minutes of it.
Oh.
And I saw you with some blokes.
Yeah.
Whoever they were.
I had to frisk them all.
Yeah, that must have been a dreadful job for you.
Dreadful, I know.
Last time you were on
the show... Somebody had to do it, though.
Last time you were on the show, I got into big trouble, because you're from Belle Isle in Leeds.
Yes, that's right.
And I made a comment about Belle Isle that really upset the people of Leeds. Well, it didn't really upset the people of Leeds, but a few people, a few Toffee Nose people got a bit upset about it. Do you know that?
Yeah, I can remember that. You got a fax through, yeah.
Got a fax through. It was like the Yorkshire Evening Post went berserk about it for like weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. Well, thank you for coming in. How's your love life?
Oh, it's very well at the moment.
Is it? Because you were saying, I'm sure you were single last time you saw
I was single last time, but I'm not any longer.
Who are you seeing? Anybody we know?
Oh, just some nice Yorkshireman.
Is there somebody famous?
No.
Somebody in the industry? What do they do?
No, property.
Property?
Yes. Completely separate to my work.
Yeah, okay. And they earn a lot of money?
Enough.
They need to look after you. Yeah. Wow. Now I'm Kendra, look.
I know.
What are you wearing? Let me see what you're wearing
today. Okay, I'll do a little twirl for you.
Good Lord, hang on. Look at that. Oh, my God. It's a dress. Fantastic. Dress. Is that like a little short skirt and everything?
And I've also got some new shoes on. Do you like them?
They're very nice.
Match the dress.
Why are you showing me your shoes?
I'm very coordinated today.
Oh, I see. All right, very nice.
Special effort.
Well, no, you look very pretty. You know, you look very good.
Thank you.
So how long have you been seeing this guy for?
About 6 months now.
6 months? So it's serious?
Well, it's good. Yeah. It's good. It's getting there. It makes me smile.
Absolutely. Well, God, wouldn't you love to make a smile, Dave?
Yeah.
So what's this thing with Lara Croft now? Are you Lara Croft?
Not any longer. I finished last April.
Right.
And since then, I've been doing more TV, like It's a Knockout with Frank Bruno and Keith Chegwin and Lucy Alexander. And also been doing various shoots for various magazines, including Front Magazine, which I'm on the cover of at present.
Oh, are you really?
You're off to Antigua, aren't you, in a week?
I actually can't go now.
I can't, yeah?
No, I've had to decline, I'm afraid, because of work commitments. Because I'm actually the triumph face for the year 2000. And therefore it means I've come up with lots of bras and pants.
For the year 2000. You got a what?
I've got to model lots of bras and pants.
Oh.
And so that's going to keep me very, very busy throughout the year.
I bet she looks great in just a brown pants.
Mm, that's why she's a model.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, I don't look that good in brown pants.
Well, Triumph haven't asked you yet, have they?
No.
They do have a men's range. They've got the hom section, so, I mean, you could always...
I've got breasts. I could probably fill a bra. I really could. I've got nice little 34Bs. Sorry about that. Dave's looking way too overexcited.
They actually... They're very well known for the larger cup sizes.
Right.
That's what their speciality is.
Well, there you go. I could sit here and think about that all day.
Mm.
Well, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
And
do I get to give you a birthday kiss then?
Yeah, if you want. Are you going to come around here?
I'll come round.
Come around here. Dave, by the way, did I tell you that because of a new law that came in, I'm going to have a birthday every day this week?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just so I can have gorgeous women sit on my... Are you going to sit on my knee?
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, she slipped her tongue in. I can't believe it!
She never did.
She did.
Liar.
She just slipped her tongue in. That was lovely. You are so gorgeous.
Thank you.
Your boyfriend, so is he listening, do you reckon?
Well, I hope so.
You are a lucky, lucky man. What's his name?
Begins with P.
Peter.
Peter.
Paul. Philip.
It's a secret.
Peter, Paul, Philip.
Oh, he's a lucky man. You are gorgeous. Are you loyal? Do you still cheat on him?
Oh, no, not
really? No,
I mean, you know.
Go sit back around there, then, if you're not cheating. If he's loyal, I'm not interested.
But since I've met you today, you know, you are swaying me a bit.
Really? Well, I won't say what that is, but I'm sorry. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Right, there you go. Now I'm a Kendra, ladies and gentlemen. Lovely. Can we finish the show now?
No.
All right, then. Okay, thank you very much now for coming in. Look at that dress.
Thank you.
All right. Right, Scanty Sandwich next, if you pardon the expression. The Zoe Ball
Breakfast Show, Radio 1. It's 22nd of February already.
I know. Where's the year gone?
Where has it gone? We've only got 2.5 weeks to go, folks. They're all screaming and jumping out of the cars going, woo! Of course he will be here very, very soon. Anyway, Noel Gallagher has dismissed Robbie Williams as a fat dancer from Take That. Cruel offensive thing to say. Everybody knows that was Gary Barlow.
No.
Are you joking, Gary? Happening today, donkey racing in the Virgin Isles, not to be confused with virgin racing in the Donkey Isles, which is an altogether a far more interesting sport, according to Dave. Things you have seen written in the dirt on the back of vans and lorries. Now, who saw this one? If my wife was this dirty, I'd be at home.
Lizzie did.
Nice one, Lizzie.
The Zoe Ball Breakfast Show on Radio 1.
What a marvellous moment in radio that was.
She continues. Radio 1.
The Zoe Ball Breakfast Show.
Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Scandi Sandwich at Radio 1 because of you. So it's my birthday show today, and there's lots of surprises.
Lots of surprises.
Nell McKendrick comes in, fantastic, gorgeous, beautiful. Are you a model or TV presenter? What do you prefer to be called?
TV presenter stroke model we'll have today, I think.
Yeah, all right then, okay. Footbird, as far as Reese is concerned.
Bleeds last.
And I've got another caller on the phone. Well, not another, first caller on the phone. Hello.
Happy birthday, big boy.
Who's that?
It's Miss Piper here, Billy.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Hello, Billy. How are you?
How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How's it all going?
It's going very well. Where
are
you?
How old are you again?
I'm 26.
Ooh.
Yeah. Very nice. And how old are you again?
I'm 17 again.
That's so sick. 17.
18 soon.
Yeah. I'm 30 soon.
Oh, great.
In about 2 stone.
Oh.
So what are you doing at the moment, Billy?
Just getting the second album together, really. Did you get my beer, by the way?
Oh, yeah, I've got it here.
Oh.
Is that what it is? I didn't know what it was. Oh, there you go, because I wasn't allowed to look at it. It says, Happy Birthday, Big Boy, Love from Billy.
There
and it's
we go.
Beer. Is it beer?
Yeah, beer or...
You're not allowed to buy beer.
No, the record company would have bought it.
All right.
I suggested the present.
Oh, it is. It's a Grolsch.
Is it?
There we go.
Yeah.
Are you going to crack that open right now, then?
Yeah, you're right. Well, yeah, give it 2 minutes, love, for God's sake.
Share it around.
Well, yeah, I'll try my very bestest. So when are you going to come in and see us?
Shortly, I hope.
Shortly, okay, yeah. Right, good. And how's your husband-to-be?
Husband-to-be?
Says in the papers you're going to get married to Richie from Five.
Well, that's not true.
So you're going to marry him or not?
Well, not yet. Definitely not for a while.
No, not until the greatest hits comes out, then he's got more money, right?
No.
So it's not true, you're not going to marry him?
No.
Right, okay.
No, but he's well.
Huh?
He's well.
He's what?
He's well.
He's well?
Yes.
I don't care about him. I'm just interested in you.
So, what have you been up to?
Do you still cheat on other men behind his back?
Oh, will you stop?
What?
You're so naughty.
Well, listen, when you've got stuff to play us, come into the show and play us your new stuff.
Oh, I definitely will.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Billy.
Have a great day.
I will do.
Lots of love. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
It's Billy.
Hello.
Thank you very much. This is great. I want a birthday every day, Dave.
You can't.
No. Nell, you can come on the show every day.
Can I?
Yeah, replace Melinda.
Well, I don't live far away now, so...
No, exactly. Do you have any radio experience at all?
Only your radio show.
Oh, well, that'll do. That's more than Melinda probably has, actually. Right. You start tomorrow, then, Nell.
Thank you.
Our producer Reese just goes, oh, it's so good to have another Leeds accent in studio, isn't it? Isn't that right now, love?
Tis I.
Yeah, yeah. Very nice. The looks of an angel and the voice of Beverly Callard.
Be nice.
I am very nice. I'm nice, aren't I? I'm being very nice.
You're a gentleman. Yeah. True gentleman.
No, you don't know me that well, do you? Right, Jamelia and Money at Radio 1. Radio 1. Right, Jennifer Lopez is coming up and Chicane in just a few seconds. All that coming up after news. What, hang on.
Basement Jacks.
Oh, yeah, and Basement Jacks.
They're not doing the news, are they? News of Basement Jacks.
Look, no, you've ruined that now. There's a whole news procedure.
Right,
Dave.
We'll start again.
All right, then. I just need Mickey in the newsroom to shout down and double-check that it's Carolyn reading the news. Okay, ready? Ready?
Ready.
Your chance to win Basement Jacks tickets coming up. Plus, Jennifer Lopez and Chicane with Don't Give Up. All after news and sport with Carolyn and Helen. It's 4:30.
Anger, the rail track is still in charge of safety.
And in sport, Dennis the Menace gets his England call.
Radio 1 Newsbeat.
Relatives of those who died in the Paddington rail crash have reacted angrily to the news that rail track is to keep some of its responsibilities for safety. It was thought that the company would be stripped of that role after the disaster last October, which killed 31 people. Mark Harvey is a solicitor representing victims' families.
They feel betrayed, given the pronouncements that he and his colleague Lord McDonald made at the time of the accident. Matters have been allowed to fall into a pretty appalling state with Railtrack in charge, and there's a feeling, therefore, that you have the problem of the competition between profit and safety.
Police have named the GP arrested over the deaths of 5 young drug addicts in Cumbria. He's Dr. John Gordon, who runs a practice in Carlisle. He's been released on bail for 3 months. Two people have feared dead in a car bomb attack in the Spanish Basque country. With the details, here's Newsbeat's Europe reporter Alistair Sanford.
The explosion happened within the last hour on a university campus in the city of Vitoria. A car blew up within 200 yards of a Basque regional government headquarters. At least one person has died, possibly two.
26 jumbo jets have been grounded after cracks were found in their fire extinguisher systems. The Boeing 747-400s belong to the German airline Lufthansa. Spokesman Dale Lawrence says it's just a precaution.
We found a tiny crack in a hose which is part of the fire extinguishing system, and we took the decision to ground the fleet, get the hose replaced on all the systems on board, and then get those planes back into the air.
Things are looking up for the dome. Already more people have been this month than in the whole of January. It's been sold out altogether for the past 5 days. The south of England could overtake France as a wine-growing region because of global warming. New research by Weather Watchers shows southern Scotland could also be producing wine within 50 years.
Dennis Wise may be facing trouble from the FA, but he's been included in Kevin Keegan's side to face Argentina tomorrow. The England coach says he's picked Wise on merit.
He deserves that opportunity. He's been a model of consistency for Chelsea. He's a key, key player in a magnificent Chelsea side. And when he doesn't play for Chelsea, you know, they're the poorer for it. So, you know, the evidence is there that he deserves a chance at this level.
Emil Heskey gets the nod to partner Alan Shearer, ahead of Andy Cole and Kevin Phillips. And the England under-21s play their Argentinian counterparts at Fulham tonight. Paul Gascoigne could be back playing for Middlesbrough as early as next month, despite his broken arm. His agent Mel Steen expects him back in training this week.
At the moment, all Paul wants to do is to get back into a Borough shirt, play well. His ultimate ambition is to get back into the white shirt of England and play well, and we're not looking further than that at the moment.
Rangers defender Colin Hendry could complete a three-month loan to Coventry City today. He's having talks with the club. I'm Helen Evans.
The weather mainly dry tonight, but frost in the east, and tomorrow it'll be wet and windy. We'll update the news and the sport at 5 o'clock.
Hello, Carolyn.
Hello, happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Hello, Helen.
Hello, happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Helen, I met Helen before the show today.
Did you?
Yeah, she came down and said hello. Didn't you, Helen?
I did, yes.
Stank of booze she did. Oh, she must have been drinking all afternoon.
Oh, my wicked ways.
Woo! So, was that your first sport on Radio 1?
Yeah.
Was it? Ooh. Very well.
Thank you.
You're supposed to... Have you not heard of the sport people read on Radio 1? You're supposed to fluff, be all over the place, get the words wrong. That's what the rest of them do. Where have you come from, Helen?
Where have I come from?
Yeah.
I've come from TV Centre.
Ooh.
I did a bit of telly.
Ooh, really?
Hello.
Very nice.
Ooh.
And are you with us for good?
Oh, I've been here for a few months, I think, yeah.
Yeah. 6-week contract. That day. We're still trying her out. Right, speak to you later.
Bye.
I still don't get the Jennifer Lopez thing.
Get what?
Yeah, you know, the fact that she's supposed to be the most sexiest woman in the world.
I think she's attractive, but I don't think she's the...
Nell McAndrew is a sexy woman. Is Jennifer Lopez sexy?
I think she's gorgeous, actually.
Very, very gorgeous?
Very gorgeous, yeah.
No.
You're outvoted, aren't you?
Mel?
She's got a big bum.
She's got a big bum? Jennifer Lopez?
Yes.
How do you know that? Okay, good. All right, that'll do. Thank you very much. Interesting. No wonder he's always shooting off after the show. I mean, leaving the show early. What I mean. Right, okay, another person on the phone. Oh, another surprise guest for my birthday.
Who could it be?
You've got red, mate.
Have I?
Yeah.
And now you said what? That he's gone redder.
Yeah. I know, that's the worst thing you say to people who ever go red. You've gone red, Mel, by the way. Hello, caller.
Hello, big boy.
Hello.
Hello, old man. It's Steve, live and kicking boy.
Hello, Steve, live
yeah.
and kicking boy.
Steve Wilson,
off of the telly.
How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
All right. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. I saw you on telly last night.
Did you?
Yeah, on the rerun of The Priory.
Yeah.
You were sitting in the audience.
I was hidden in the audience. Good show, that.
Do you know what? I really rate that show. I really, really like it. I wish I was really doing it instead of Theakston.
You know, I was good looking.
I do
Theakston,
like
that.
Well, I know. I'm a bit, you know.
Or his professional.
But he looks good on that. I quite fancy Jamie Theakston on that.
You don't?
Yeah. How are you, anyway?
I'm all right. I'm on my way to Dorset at the moment.
Dorset, land of the cows?
Yeah.
That's what you said the other day. on my voicemail message?
I left a message for you, yeah. I'm going to the land of the cows for a school reunion.
You're not, are you really?
Yeah.
Why?
Why? I've just come just to see my old mates, really.
Yeah, but it'll be full of people that never spoke to you when you were at school who will now come up and speak to you just because you're on the telly.
No, it's only my real mates. Only my real schoolmates that are going to be there, which is going to be good.
All right, cool. And how's Live and Kicking?
Excellent, thank you.
You know, I've got to say, you're very good on that.
Thank you.
Seriously, when I heard that you've got the gig, I thought, what a mistake, it'll die on its own. But I've got to be honest, you're really good. You hold that show together.
Thank you very much.
It's very good.
I think you're quite good on the radio.
Yeah, all right.
Listen, I've got you a present.
Yeah.
But I've been a bit slack in getting it to you, but do you mind if I tell you what it is?
Okay.
All right, it's exclusive, all right? Not available in the shops.
Yeah.
I've got you a Mr. Blobby Gnome.
Mr. Blobby Gnome?
Yeah.
And I don't, you know, I don't even think you're joking. I think that's probably the truth.
That'd be like a little mini me for you. You know, like in the film in Austin Powers.
Yeah, a little
double of you.
Yeah, all right, Dave, all right.
That's true, it's true.
Okay, all right, okay. Who's on the show on Saturday, do you know?
Yeah, the Honeys.
Oh, really?
Rawr. Yeah.
You're going to have fun.
Rawr.
Make sure.
And Mel C as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, am I allowed to come up to the Live and Kicking then this week?
Of course you are.
I'll pull a sickie and I won't come into radio.
All right, I'll do a deal with you. You can come to Live and Kicking if I can come to your radio show.
Yeah, well, all right, then you're on.
All right.
So anyway, you turn up on Saturday and I'll go do Live and Kicking.
Yeah, all right, excellent.
All right, there you go.
Perfect.
Thank you very much. Have fun and say hello to you-know-who for me.
I will, and have a cool birthday.
Okay.
All right, mate.
Steve Wilson from Live and Kicking, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye.
He's a nice guy. He's a really
He's
nice
a very
guy.
Nice guy.
Seriously, do you know him?
I don't know him, but he sounds a very nice man.
Very, very nice.
Very, very nice.
They won't let you on Live and Kicking yet. You look too sexy.
Oh.
You got to dog up a bit, and then you'll be on.
Do I have to be more cash?
Yeah, you know. Don't wear what you're wearing today on Live and Kicking. Good Lord.
Oh, no, this was just specially for you.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I won't ever wear it again.
Talk about figure hugging. Oh, my God. It's very nice. It's a very nice outfit. Is it new?
It is new, thank you.
Yeah. By the way, I'm sorry it's so cold in the studio.
It is cold. I'm clutching my hot chocolate.
I know
to
it's
keep me warm.
It's very, very cold. Thank God you're facing the wrong side of the webcam. It's like 3D radio.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Should we do some cards or should we play records?
Do you want a Prezi?
Oh, yeah, you're from Emma B.
Prezi from Emma B.
I'm flirting, but Emma B looks great at the moment. But isn't she wearing the same clothes she was wearing yesterday? Am I the only one who's noticed that? She looks like she's wearing the same clothes as yesterday. Happy birthday to you and stuff with much love, Emma B, on your birthday. Ah, great. So she's a woman, she knows how to wrap presents. Because men never know how to wrap.
I didn't wrap yours today, did I?
It's an underwater duck. It's two squeaky ducks to play with in the bath and some letters that spell my name, Chris.
Oh,
wow. Nice.
What's an underwater duck?
A little duck, a squeaky duck, so you can play with it in the bath.
How does it go underwater? Because ducks normally float.
Well, this one's a duck with a snorkel on, and
right.
This one's Cool Dude Duck with a baseball cap and glasses. Shall I play a record?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Yeah. Oh, it's fairly entertaining. How's your hot chocolate now?
It's very nice. It's warming me up.
No, that's a shame.
It's going right through my body right now. Reaching my feet.
Okay, all right. Leave it. Someone segue for me. I've got to go and have a shower. All right, more guests later. This is Mariah Carey and Thank God I Found You. Ryan Carey featuring Joe and Naz called Thank God I Found You.
Got another surprise for you.
Whippy!
You ready?
Yeah, bring on the surprise.
Right, hang on.
I like surprises. Good Lord, look at the size of that beast.
Got a birthday cake for you.
Look at that, man. That's huge.
But not just any birthday cake.
Look at the state of that beast.
Birthday cake.
Okay, so...
Can you guess who it's from?
Is it from Ryan Carey by any chance?
Yeah.
Did she make it herself?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Chris. Hope you have a fantastic day. See you Saturday. All my love, Mariah. Did she make it herself, Reese?
No, it was made for by the same people that made Posh and Beck's cake and Scary Spices cake.
Does that mean I'm getting married to Mariah Carey?
I doubt it.
It's Mariah Carey on...
Do you want to describe it for the listeners?
It's basically Mariah Carey lying on her back with on copies of her album. That is bizarre.
And it's done like the album cover with the rainbow
and look,
outfit.
Wow, look, I'm touching Mariah Carey's boobies. Sorry, only joking. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 candles, which is my mental age, by the way, 10. Wow, look at
everything.
That.
This is all edible as well.
Mate, I can eat anything. I can eat a lamppost, for God's sake, if I'm hungry enough. That is fantastic. Look at that. That is the biggest cake I've ever seen. And for me, that's saying something.
That'll last you all night.
You've got to see this. We'll have to show this to the webcam at just after 5 o'clock. It's Mariah Carey's, like a model of Mariah Carey, lying on her back with her legs dangling over this album. Wow.
The candles are big, aren't they?
I'm not looking at... They're not candles, my darling. Hey! And all is joking. Wow, what a cool present that is. Great. And we had to eat that.
Yeah.
So you eat everything.
Yeah.
You can eat the record, you can eat the album, you can eat Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Well, there you you know
so
what
to speak.
Mean. Yeah. You know what I mean. All right, let's play a trail. More guests later. Thank you, Nell, by the way, for coming in. I'm enjoying
Thank
looking
you
at you
much.
As well. I'm enjoying looking at you and then eating my cake.
So, and can I have a piece of cake as well?
Yeah, if you play cards right.
The Brit Awards on Radio Brit 1. Awards. This is your chance to vote for the winner of Radio 1's Best British Newcomer Award at the Brit Awards.
You decide.
Just choose your favourite from the following to decide who's going to be voted the Best British Newcomer. The final nominee. Group Armada.
I see you, baby. Shaking that ass. Shaking that ass.
The Wise Guys. And small. Honey. S Club 7.
Radio 1.
Who will be the outright winner of Radio 1's Best British Newcomer at the Brits?
You decide.
Call free on 0800 110 100 or log on to www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
The Brit Awards.
This is Dave Pearce. Join me and Joe Wiley live backstage at the Brits on March the 3rd with all the winners only on Radio 1. Now it's over to you.
This weekend on Radio 1, it's an all-exclusive rock set weekend.
It must have been love.
So if you want to get...
rich for success.
And you think...
she's got the look.
Come along and... with Radio 1's very own... Clive Warren. Rock set weekend. That's the Radio 1 Rock Set Weekend. This weekend, only on 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1 Rock Set Weekend.
Radio 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1.
Five at Radio 1 and keep on moving. So in the first hour of my birthday show, there's 45 minutes left. Billy on the phone, Steve from Live and Kicking. Lovely Nell McAndrew for coming in. Thank you.
Thank you.
And a big birthday cake from Mariah Carey with Mariah Carey on.
It's not bad, is it, for the first hour?
I get to pick at Mariah Carey and discard the bits I don't want and have the bits I do want.
You see, you thought we were rubbish, didn't you?
Yeah, you are. And I just met the girl, Rachel, who made the cake, and I said, did it take you long to make? And she went, yeah, up all night. So, no, I'm sorry I didn't hear that, love. But there you go. So thank you very much. And Nell, thank you for coming in.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
You are the girl of triumph.
I certainly am.
Which means you'll be in your bra and knickknicks.
Yeah, loads of free knickers.
Is that...
I have to wear them twice. I just get a new pair out every day.
That's really nice. That's the complete opposite of Reese, in fact, who wears the same pair every day.
I don't really need to know
those
things.
Yeah, you know, three pairs in a week. That's what you can go
Standing
through.
Standing up on their own.
All right. Thank you very much for coming in, Nell.
Thank you.
Nice dress.
Thank you. And nice shoes. It's all you.
Wasn't looking at the shoes. But I'm sure they're very nice. And come back and see us again soon.
I will, I'd love to.
Yeah, yeah. And good luck with the relationship with your boyfriend whose name begins with P.
Radio 1.
Now McAndrew, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Artful Dodger coming up. ATB, 9 p.m. till I come. Here's news and sport with Carolyn and Helen. It's 5 o'clock.
A GP bailed over the deaths of... It will be wet and windy. Next from us in 45 minutes' time, the gadget that's going to turbocharge the internet. And the British girls trying to make it big in Bollywood. That's on Newsbeat at 5:45.
Bonkers Bollywood.
Bollywood, not Hollywood.
No, I know. Yep. I know what Bollywood is.
I was just pointing it out.
Yeah, it's different to Hollywood.
Indeed.
Yeah, different pronunciation and spelling. You had to see this
You're
cake.
Older and wiser, aren't you?
Absolutely. You've got to see this cake that I've got.
It sounds amazing.
Seriously, I didn't even describe it in... didn't give it justice. It's huge. I mean, it really is huge. And imagine if it's like a disc. It's like a kind of gold disc, but bigger. And there's a disc that says, Happy Birthday, Chris, love Mariah Carey, and blah, blah, with candles around it. Then there's, like, imagine 5 or 6 copies of her album all piled up. And there's a model of Mariah Carey sprawled across this.
That's
on
the bit
a back.
You like, isn't it?
Well, I must admit, I do like that bit, yeah. But what we're going to do is, if anyone in the website office is listening, going to get them to come down, take a picture of it, stick it on the website. You've got to see it. It's an amazing cake.
I'll come down and eat some.
No, you can't eat it. Darling, it's art. it's a thing of beauty.
Okay, put it on the web and then eat it.
That's a great idea. All right, we'll do that.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
And we'll speak to you later. By the way, Helen.
Yes?
You started on a great day today.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, because it's my birthday.
It is. It's a very great day in history.
Can you say it with a bit of passion, love, for God's sake?
It's a very great day in history.
She's not interested.
No, she's not interested. Well, that'll do. Thank you. Till I come. Till I come. 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1.
Hey, jerk your body, Jelly Belly.
Exterminate. What the hell was that?
No, no.
Who's there?
Toodle.
Toodle who?
Bye.
What are you talking about today?
I'm talking the truth.
You're talking out of your hole. Shut up.
Did he used to break wind in front of you?
Suddenly, his IQ was reduced to the level of a Radio 1 disc jockey.
Chris Moyles.
Right, Basement Jack's ticket giveaway coming up, so if you want to go, you've got to bear with us, because we've got a busy show to get through, but we will give you a chance to get tickets to go see Basement Jack's, an exclusive Basement Jack's party. It's going to be on a secret location, not a secret location, on Sunday night after the chart 7. And so if you want to go, stay tuned for details. Right, you're going to blindfold me, Reese.
Let's jump here.
Got another top guest coming in, Dave.
Another surprise.
Oh, yeah. Reese said to me it's a really big guest, so is it like Pavarotti or something?
No.
Like
that? Not big in that sense.
Jerry Halliwell.
I'll take it off your face anyway.
That's all right, don't worry. People can still hear me, right? And by the way, John Kilshaw's just coming and giving me a present as well. Oh,
you can see that, Reese, you moron.
There you go, all right, good. By the fact that Reese blindfolds my mouth.
It's an improvement.
Yeah, all right.
Just gagging.
Yeah. By the way, there's no viaduct today because we can't be asked. We can't be bothered, it's a better way.
Guest has just walked in.
By the way, the guest has just walked in.
She's giving you a kiss and she sat down on...
So you've got a guest.
She sat down in a chair, Reese. Hello, guest.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Have you been on the show before?
Of course I have.
Of course you have. Long ago?
Not too long ago.
Yeah.
You love me. Come on.
So it's not Jerry Halliwell then? How do I know you? From the world of what? TV, music, what?
Music.
Music. Do I fancy you?
I hope so.
are you in a band, not a solo performer?
I'm in a band.
Are you in a band with many other people?
Yes.
Of boys and girls?
No.
All girls?
Yes.
Come on!
Hurry up!
Yeah.
It's not difficult.
Are you really...
I've got cards and...
It's not one of the Nolan sisters.
Straight away.
Do you like lollipops?
I love lollipops.
Oh, God. Were you supposed to come to my house on New Year's Eve and you never did?
And you were supposed to come to mine?
Yeah, but you never rung me, though, did you? And as soon as I gave you my phone number, I said, you'll never ring, and you never did.
Say who it is.
Emma.
Yeah!
Wow!
Hi,
how are you?
Can
all
I come
right.
and give you a kiss?
Yeah, of course you can. As long as you can come and sit on my knee.
All right.
All right.
And I've got a present and card.
God, I hope my girlfriend's out shopping. Look, look at little cute. Hello. How are you?
I've come straight from rehearsals.
Rehearsing for what?
For the Brits.
All right, are you rehearsing for the Brits?
Yeah.
All right, well, you go pick up your big award.
Yes.
Are you excited?
I'm very excited. It's a big one, isn't it?
Well, you've only been sitting down for 30 seconds. I'm sorry.
Don't be so rude.
Wow.
You've got cards and presents.
Thank you very much. Wow, God, tell you what, Nicola's been busy.
Are you happy that I'm here?
I'm very happy that you're here.
I think you're a Pisces, aren't you, darling?
Yeah.
They, you know, Pisces men put their women on pedestals, you know that?
I do, yeah. Or on my knee, in my case.
Yes, that's true, yeah.
How's your love life?
It's okay, thank you.
All right, well, we shall have an affair.
Maybe we should.
I've always said we should have an affair.
I think we should have an affair. Do you know who else's birthday? It's Phoenix and Brooklyn's birthday as well.
What, today?
Phoenix is last Saturday and it's Brooklyn's next week.
There you go.
And it was mine in January, so I'm an Aquarius.
How old are you now?
And you didn't phone me.
No, I know. You never gave me your number. I can't ring you.
Okay, I'll give you my number.
Oh my, Chris Evans, I don't have your phone number.
Chris hasn't got my phone number either.
How old are you now?
I'm 24.
24. Wow. So how many? I'm
like you're right age for each other, I think.
Yeah, I can be a sugar daddy.
But see, I love your girlfriend.
So do I, but so that makes it all right if we have an affair.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does. It really does. It's
no, because I really like your girlfriend, so I wouldn't do that to her.
Well, don't do it to her. Do it to me. I don't care about her. She gets enough attention from the men. That's all right.
Oh, Chris, you're a naughty, naughty man.
But you do have a soft spot for me, I can tell.
Of course I do. Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
Rushed all the way from rehearsals just for your birthday.
Oh, she's so gorgeous. Oh, I have my arms around Emma Bunton.
And I have my arms around Chris Moyles.
So I'm going to sit like this for the rest of the show. God, you're tiny, aren't you? You really, well, you know, if you know what I mean.
Thank you.
You could sit on my knee for ages and I wouldn't get tired.
Really?
Yeah.
I
just want to say this to all the men listening. I'm going to say this really quietly into the microphone. Emma Bunton from the Spice Girls is sitting on my lap with her arms around me, looking into my eyes. Have I got the greatest job in the world?
You have a good job, actually, haven't
you? I'm a northern working class boy from Leeds. Big, fat mess of a bloke. And look at this. Emma Bunton sitting
gorgeous,
on me.
Really.
He's not
I
gorgeous.
I told you she fancies me.
And the hello.
Hello, how are you?
How are you? I'm really good.
Good, nice to see you.
Very, very good. And the card's from all the girls.
Oh, is it really?
Signed it for
me. All signed by the people from the
especially.
Office.
Especially.
Yeah, that's lovely.
No, I made them sit down and sign it all.
Which one's from you?
That one, is that sheet?
That one.
That's a special one from Mel C.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, bless her.
Because you love her too, don't you?
I do love her. You and Mel C.
Who's your fave?
At the moment? It has to be you,
I'm
of course.
Sitting on your lap.
Absolutely,
okay,
yeah.
I'll let you off. All right, then.
Yeah.
What are we going to play next?
We're going to play.
Twister. Twister.
Yeah.
I've got that at home. I played that on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're supposed to come and see us on New Year's Eve.
I know I was. I'm so sorry about that. I had all my family over. I had Mel and her family over.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, I hope you had a good time. Yeah, thanks for inviting
did
us.
Did you have a nice time?
Oh, by the way, yeah, I never even got invited to your birthday party.
I didn't have a birthday. I had a family
party. Yeah, I saw it in the paper. You had a party. You had a big gathering. I saw it in one of them posh showbiz magazines.
It was only a family do.
Did you sell the pictures? Did you make more money? Was it a free
no,
night?
No, I didn't sell the pictures,
you
actually.
You pick up the bathtub yourself?
I just came out. Yep.
Did you really?
Yeah, and food.
I did on Saturday, yeah.
See?
Yeah.
We're good, aren't we?
Yeah, you only did it for 8 people, though.
I'm telling you, 12 people.
See, I wasn't invited to yours. That's it, we're
it
finished.
Was very last minute, though, I must admit. Reese wasn't invited to ours.
Oh, okay.
It was hard. What are you doing in the next hour? Good, turn it. We were ringing people.
We were actually ringing people in the pub, saying, you know, do you want to come to his birthday? When is it? Now.
Come now.
How sad is that? Right, let's play a record then.
What are we
playing? You going to stay for a bit?
Yeah, of course I am.
Okay, then you're going to...
I want a bit of that cake. I'm not allowed.
Okay, now you're going to have some of the
I'm
cake.
I'm going to cut her head off.
All right, don't cut me off for God's sake.
And eat the head.
All right, well, there you go. If you want head, you can have head. Right, Emma Bunson from the Spice Girls is here. She wants a bit of cake, so we'll sort her out with some cake while we play Artful Dodging. What's wrong with you, Dave?
I can't believe you said that.
Well, because there's loads of cake to have. You can have a leg, an arm, a foot. Anything you want.
Why? Am I not allowed any cake?
No, you can have some cake.
You can have. Would you like a foot?
Yeah, I'll have a bit.
All right, okay. Emma Bunson's here, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, wow. I'm going to switch the mic off now and... Oh, don't...
26, darling.
Hey?
Stone.
26?
Yeah, I know. But I've still got lots of energy left. Now, this gentleman in the NFM Radio 1, Artful Dodger, I'm moving too fast. Jack's Facts. This is... Right, if you want to go see Basement Jack's special private party, it's Sunday, 27th of February. If you want to be there, all you got to do is answer this question that I'm going to read out in a second, and then phone 08700 100 100. Tell Melinda your answer, and then you can be going. You're getting a pair of tickets for you and a mate to go to this exclusive gig. But don't worry, Dave Pearce will give some away after us. But are you ready for the question?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, good.
Are you going?
What?
Are you going?
Am I going?
Yeah.
I haven't won. True or false, Felix from Basement Jack's dad is a vicar. True or false? You've got a 50-50 chance, really. 08700 100 100. What do you think the answer is?
I'm not telling you.
You can say if you want. Don't look at the producer, don't worry about him.
No, because I'm right.
All right, you know the answer?
Yes.
True or false? Felix from Basement Jack's dad is a vicar. 08700 100 100. Call now.
Jack's facts.
Radio 1.
Have they? Oh, yeah.
Hey, wow, we're still on. Reese. I was going to keep talking. Yes, all right. Dave, what?
Nothing.
You can see Dave kept his headphones on. Why did you think I was going to stop talking? I can if you want.
I thought you'd finished.
No. I did play the Basement Jack's Facts stab out, but I was going to keep on talking. If you want, I can go into a trail or another record.
Have another record.
This is so slick today, isn't it?
I'm going
to
queue it up.
I have to go for a pee then. Is the toilet near? Or
yeah, no, you're really polite, Emma. That's what I really like about you. Can I go for a pee? There you go. Emma Bunsen of the Spice Girls is about to go for a pee because she doesn't even know we're still on the air.
Show me the meaning of being lonely.
See, even Spice Girls pee, Dave.
I knew that.
Yeah, well, there you go. Now we're on the air.
Now we're on the air.
Now we're definitely on the air. Emma Bunter, ladies and gentlemen, has just been for a pee. How was it? Did he dab and do up?
What?
Was it good for you? Did it go well?
Yes, thank you.
What do you think of the new Radio 1 toilets, by the way?
They're very clean. I was quite surprised.
Did you wash your hands?
Yes, of course.
Did you see? Because it's not soap, it's like foamy
stuff. It's that foamy stuff, yeah.
She did wash your hands as well.
See? You don't believe me?
No, I do now. So you know when people in the toilets already want to wash their hands because the soap isn't soap. It's like a foamy stuff. So if you say, oh, did you see the soap in there? They go, yeah. Ah, it's not soap.
It's like shaving foam, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Emma Bunton has popped in to surprise me on my birthday. You're looking very good. You're looking very, very good at the moment.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I've just been rehearsing with the girlies and...
So what are you doing at the Brits? You're performing?
We're performing three songs.
Three songs.
I'm not telling you what ones.
What, after you pick up your award? Or is it one of those, you pick your award up, then you go and perform?
No, we're going to do... Oh, see, I can't...
Well, what you're allowed to... Okay, what you're allowed to tell me, and I'll get the rest out anyway.
I think I can tell you that we're going to perform one song, and then we're going to pick up the award.
Right, but you just said you're rehearsing three songs, so you just told us you're doing three.
Yeah, well, that's okay, but I'm not telling you what ones.
Okay, right. They give me new ones?
She's not telling you.
I'm not telling you, Chris.
Oh, well, I'll take it.
I love you, but I'm not telling you.
Two of them have got to be new if you have to rehearse.
No.
Because if they're old ones, you're just in the old routine.
You could be changing them.
Okay, right.
See?
So you, what is the award that you're getting at the Brits?
We're getting,
a lifetime achievement award.
No, it's not a lifetime.
But that's what they said it was. But they've changed it now as a prestigious award or something, or an achievement award, some kind of thing, isn't it?
Been
in the industry 3 minutes and sold millions of records award. Well, no, I'm not...
3 minutes. You've been in the industry 4 years.
Four years, but, you know.
I know, but...
You know, I turned you down for an interview years ago.
What, darling?
I turned Spice Girls down for an interview years ago.
Did you?
Before Wannabe came out, yeah.
Right, I'm off. Can I go now?
But then I did interview you and it didn't go very well, so...
I remember that.
And you were the only one who was nice to me. I interviewed the Spice Girls about 3 years ago now. And they were all very horrible to me. Apart from Emma, who was really nice and said, I think you're really funny.
You was a bit rude, though, at that first interview.
I wasn't, though. That's the thing, I wasn't.
No, you can be ruder, I suppose, yeah.
I'm ruder now. See, now, you know, now I know you are. It's fine.
Yeah.
Mel B's the only one who hasn't been on the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she hasn't come on the show.
Oh, she thinks you're hilarious.
Is she really? She never comes on.
Well, have you invited her?
Probably.
No.
No, we haven't.
See?
She's got an open invite to come.
Okay, then I'll tell her.
She's probably not here. She's probably off swanning herself and sunning up somewhere.
No, she's got the baby.
Somebody famous. Okay. Oh, has she?
But she's busy.
She's busy being mummy.
Being mummy. Oh, Phoenix is walking and everything. She's gorgeous.
Phoenix. Fabulous. Phoenix. If you have babies, what would you call them? Swan?
I don't know. I haven't got a clue yet.
Halifax, something like that. Like Brooklyn.
No.
What call it? Watford.
Finchley.
There you go, yeah.
No, I don't know. I haven't thought about that yet. Not for a long time yet. What about you?
What? No, I'm nowhere near ready for having kids yet.
No?
I swear to God, so not
But you could
ready.
Have them running around in here.
No. Not so not ready.
All right.
I mean, you know, I'll practice, but I'm so not ready to have kids. I really mean that. I'm only 26, but I've got a mental age of a 10-year-old. You've got to remember this.
Yeah, I know.
And I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
The child will be more mature than I would be.
That's all right.
You can't do it.
I think that's nice.
So how's your love life?
You ask me this every time.
Yeah, what's the official line in your love life at the moment?
Pardon?
What's the official word on your love life at the moment?
Good.
Yeah?
Fine, yeah.
And do we know who you're seeing?
Probably.
Are you going to tell us?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, seen Adam Rickett.
No, it's not. She's going out with
the stud that is Adam Rickett.
No, not Adam Rickett.
She said to me, Chris, whatever you do, don't tell anybody I'm seeing Adam Rickett.
He's really not my type.
Is he not?
No.
Do you have a type?
Yeah, I like sort of dark, masculine men.
That's like me.
I'm dark and fat.
I like a big man.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I don't like...
Not you, Reese. Not a big slaphead.
You're cute too, babe.
Oh, come on. See, now that takes everything away.
Are you joking, Chris? You are.
If you say Reese is cute, that takes everything nice that you've ever said about me. It takes it all back. Oh, look at
him. Come
on. Oh, he looks like a convicted, you know, shoplifter or something, for God's sake.
Thank you very much.
That's evil.
I stopped myself at the 20%.
You're the evil one.
No, you're evil. You're Emma.
I'm not evil. I nearly came with some horns on today.
Well, there you go.
Some red devil horns.
Why would you do that?
Because I remember ages ago that you were saying that all Emmas were evil.
Yeah, but I don't say that anymore, though.
Good.
The only reason I said that is because at the time, I'd been... There was like three or four of us on the show, and three of us had been dumped by girls called Emma.
Really?
Yeah. Have you ever been dumped by an Emma, Reese?
I've never been dumped, mate.
Liar.
So, yeah, that's because nobody's ever said yes to going out with him in the first place.
I'm just being honest.
Have you ever been dumped by an Emma, Dave?
Not yet.
The weekend, very nearly.
Nearly at the weekend, yeah.
I was going to ask you about that, actually.
No, I wouldn't ask you. Shall we play a trail, Dave?
Yes, please.
Yeah, yeah.
The Brit Awards on Radio 1. This is your chance to vote for the winner of Radio 1's Best British Newcomer Award at the Brit Awards. You decide. Just choose your favourite from the following to decide who's going to be voted the Best British Newcomer. The final nominees. Group Armada.
I see you, baby, shaking
that
ass, shaking
that
ass.
Go.
The Wise Guys.
Come on, say so. Fats and Small.
Got to turn around. Got to turn around.
Go. Honeys. Club 7. Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Who will be the outright winner of Radio 1's Best British Newcomer at the Brits?
You decide.
Call free on 0800 110 100 or log on to www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
The Brit Awards.
This is Dave Pearce. Join me and Joe Wiley live backstage at the Brits on March the 3rd with all the winners only on Radio 1. Now it's over to you.
For Jackson Radio 1, Rendezvous. Happy birthday to me. It's my birthday today. Thank you very much. But in case it's a little bit too incestuous for you, Dave Pearce at 6 o'clock tonight will not be celebrating his birthday. Emma B on the evening session tonight will not be celebrating her birthday. She's got an exclusive Richard Ashcroft B-side, session tracks from Embrace in Geneva, and Mark Toilet chainsaws his way through another cult film. John Peel tonight at 10, it's not his birthday. And then Radio 1 Rock Show tonight with Marianne Hobbs. And guess what?
It's not her birthday.
John Culshaw came in, by the way, and he's just giving me a present. He said, open that one on the air. So, how are you there? I thought you were going to hang it. Hello, John, how are you?
Hey, happy birthday.
John, the man of a thousand voices. What was I watching the other night on TV? And they had an impressionist on, and they introduced him as the man of a thousand voices.
Well, it's a common impressionist term.
Is it?
But I am the man.